The United States has in custody a man they say was behind the terrorist attack in Benghazi. His name is Ahmed Abu Qatala. President Obama announced the development earlier today.
Yesterday, our special forces, showing incredible courage and precision, were able to capture an individual, Abu Qatala, who is alleged to have been one of the masterminds of the attack.
That attack in 2012 left four Americans dead, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens. Special Operations Forces grabbed Abu Qatala on Sunday, and he faces criminal charges in a U.S. court. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. And Tom, what do you know about the military operation to capture Abu Qatala?
Well, again, Qatala, we're told, was captured on Sunday near Benghazi by not only U.S. Special Operations Commandos, but FBI agents as well. Officials say there were no civilian casualties, no U.S. personnel were injured, and that the Libyan government was informed after the capture. Qatala was taken to what's being called a secure location outside Libya. We're not told where, but likely a U.S. warship, Robert. When the U.S. has captured suspects like this before, they've been taken to a ship. Now, he'll eventually make it to Washington, D.C., where he'll face those charges in U.S. District Court.
Tell us about how much is known about Ahmed Abu Qatala.
Well, quite a bit. He's given numerous newspaper and TV interviews out in the open in Benghazi, sitting in a cafe. Now, his account of what happened that night is different from what he's accused of. The U.S. is saying he orchestrated things. He says he was at the U.S. facility in Benghazi. He says he showed up after the attack was already underway.
So based on what he said in the interview, he admits he was there, but he says he wasn't a ringleader.
That's it. And basically, Qatala says that he didn't even take part in the attack. He says he went into the compound trying to save some of the Libyan guards, said he wasn't directing anything. He was not a leader of the militia that supposedly ordered the attack. He wasn't even a member, he said. He ran another militia, he says. And here's something that's interesting, Robert. Abu Qatala says that the attack originated with a video that set off protests at embassies around the region. He claims that those inside the embassy began shooting at this peaceful protest, and then things escalated. Now, that's pretty close to what the Obama administration said early about this version of events, and that proved so controversial, that a reaction to a video started all of this, and it was not an orchestrated terrorist attack.
The crimes with which he'll be charged were committed in Benghazi, Libya, is going to be tried in federal court in Washington?
That's right.
How does that work out?
Well, that's where the indictment was read. The charges were leveled in Washington, D.C., and he'll face three charges, killing an American, supporting terrorism, using a firearm. And that's basically all we have now. It's a sealed affidavit, so not much detail.
Okay, thanks, Tom. That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman on the capture of Ahmed Abu Qatala, a suspect in the 2012 Benghazi attack.